from opening up shop. Local prohibition on legal sales tend to encourage the black market to flourish. You're already enabling and encouraging the illicit sale of cannabis, he said. Residents recently attempted to overturn vetoes on pot businesses in two Michigan towns by gathering signatures and putting initiatives on the ballot. But the Highland Park, a city of 11,776 people in Wayne County, and in Vanderbilt, a village of 562 people in northern Michigan, their polling efforts were unsuccessful. End of article. All right. So again, we have to fight our local government. We have to sort of write to our agencies. From what I can see, Michigan Marijuana Regulatory Agency or Marijuana Regulatory Agency is like there is like in Massachusetts, we have our committee or our powers that be that are regulating cannabis or is the Mass Cannabis Control Board. And we have commissioners that were appointed by the governor, the AG, I think the treasurer. And, they have public meetings and they have meetings where they listen to public input about what regulations they want. And every single time that they've taken public comment, I've made it a point to always write letters to them and make my voice known as to how I want adult use to be implemented, whether I want consumption lounges, whether I want more craft cannabis type businesses, whether I want whether I want medical to be better regulated, and I want a more abundant amount of medical dispensaries or anything like that. I'm always making my thoughts known, and I feel that you should too. And again, like I've said a couple months ago, I don't have tolerance for wallflowers. So if you're just going to be the type of person that's like, oh well, I home grow, I don't care that people don't have access to cannabis or I have a good plug or I have a good connect or I have a place to use because I own my own property, I don't care if people don't. Unsubscribe from my podcast. This whole point of this podcast is to make cannabis accessible for medical purposes and for responsible adults that want to have access to it, whether it's to treat their medical ailments, whether it's to have a better alternative to alcohol and to have a place to use it where they don't have to look over their shoulder and worry that they're going to get kicked out of their subsidized housing or worry that their landlord is going to evict them. If you're not the type of person that cares about making this accessible to every grown adult that could benefit from it, then I don't have any use for you. I don't want wallflowers. I want skin in the game for my audience. And I know most of you are like that, but I'm just putting the wallflowers on notice yet again and reinforcing my view. But that's all I have to say, and I hope you guys got a lot out of this. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support and expand our humble little project, there are a few ways you can support us. We plan on doing big and humble little things with our project, such as getting to trade shows, visiting other MMJ and recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, and equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have $5 and $10 tiers if you're feeling extra generous, and those come with their own benefits too. And if you subscribe to the 10 and above tier, you get some personal time if you're over 21 with Mr. Sativa. So, you can chat with me on Discord. We can have 15-minute one-on-one time. So you get exclusive episodes. You get early releases when you join these tiers.
And you can also subscribe and find our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Follow us on socials at on Twitter, for example, at IC Sativa Podcast, and on Instagram at I Am Cannabis Sativa. And as always, stay medicated, my friends. Peace. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa Podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and would like to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com.
Hope you guys are having a very good one. So as we are seeing in all of these legal states, local control is king. One of the podcasts that I really like, that's a friend of the show, is Reefer Revolution. I'm going to link to them in the show notes. They were saying in California, because they're based in California, that a lot of California has banned adult use because local governments are banning it, and local governments are having reefer madness, and it's more illegal now than it was when they legalized adult use, because when they had medical, you know, you didn't have all these clauses that allowed it, that allowed municipalities to ban cannabis in their neighborhoods or their localities. But now you're having that run rampant, and you're having huge swaths of the state being illegal. Like I've often said on this podcast, the very place that the I Am Cannabis Sativa is being podcast is being recorded has banned adult use. So, my town that I currently live in banned dispensaries. They voted against it in 2016, and a lot of my county voted against it too. So the neighboring town which has the hospital where I was born in, they banned sales as well too. Although there's like a CBD shop that's like a walking distance to me that I frequent when I have the money to do it. We don't really have any medical or adult use dispensaries in my neck of the woods. There is one in my county that's like 15 minutes away, but I have to drive there. It's not public transportation accessible. And if I didn't, for folks who don't have a car, and as I've said, my car has had issues. So, I'm having to take public transit to Boston to get my medicine if I wanted to get my medicine. So you have cannabis deserts in huge parts of Massachusetts. And you're seeing that now that Michigan has legalized last year, and huge swaths of the state have opted out. So I'm going to read this article. It's not very long, but I feel that it needs to be sort of addressed. So I'll read it. And this is from the Detroit News. And let me look for who wrote it. Okay, I don't see like an author or whatever, but it's from the Grand Rapids Press. Local limits options for medical marijuana businesses. Grand Rapids. About 39% of Michigan communities that approved recreational marijuana ballot measure last year have since introduced local bans that prohibit businesses selling pot. Michigan's Marijuana Regulatory Agency issued emergency rules in July, giving local authorities 6 months to introduce bans before it starts to accept applications for businesses business licenses November 1st. MLive reports that 308 out of 792 cities and townships that passed Proposal 1 in November have prohibited recreational marijuana businesses. Bruce Barcott, deputy editor of Washington state-based marijuana news and information site Leafly, described the local bans as the second phase of legalization. Smaller municipalities tend to want the big cities to go first and offer them reassurance that the sky won't fall and crime rates won't skyrocket, and then teen access won't go up, he said. 10 other states and the District of Columbia have legalized smoking or eating marijuana for recreational use since 2012. California has a really similar problem with local bans, and so does Massachusetts. I'm sure Maine has those problems, even though they've had it historically as long as the West Coast, but I'm sure a lot of municipalities in Maine have opted out. But again, California has had a problem with local bans and is stifling the transition from illicit market to the legal regulated market, Barakat said. They're not seeing as much tax revenue as they had planned for because so many counties and towns have prohibited farmers and stores